what could it be? It's matrimony.
There we go, Gilbert Sullivan there, Waterford man singing about matrimony. For a lot of women, their wedding dress is the most important item of clothing they will ever purchase. So what's it like to be in the business of achieving all these goals whilst also selling a product that will most likely be only bought once by half of the population? To answer these questions and many more, we're joined by three expert Brazilla tamers. They are the co-owner of the Courtyard Preve, Susan Craddock, owner of Marion Gale Boutique, and she is Marion Gale, and Anne Gregory, the owner of Anne Gregory Design. She joins us on the phone. Ladies, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks, Bobby.
Susan, I'm going to start with you, if I may.
Yeah.
Just firstly, how you got into this business. You did a degree in fashion, and you were a fashion buyer with Dunnes, I believe, for many years.
Yes,
and then you took the plunge. But you've always been somebody who, you know, was into dressmaking and sewing and seamstressing and whatever else.
Yes.
So tell us about how you got into the bridal business.
The bridal business. Well, what happened was I went around with a few friends, and as you do at our age at the time, looking at dresses. And what we found for me was that there wasn't something that I loved, which is what you'll find most bridesmaids do, is they go in and they look for themselves while they're dealing with the bride as well. And I felt that there was, for me, something missing insofar there was a dress that I couldn't find, and what would I like? And really, kind of, because of my interest in fashion, and for years and years, I've been fairly particular in what I wore, insofar as I started at a very young age. I grew up in Paris for a couple of years, and that really, really affected how I saw fashion and how we did it.
And did you not work as a corporate groomer?
I did.
In the Celtic Tiger years.
Telling
fellas what shirt to wear with what tie.
What to wear
and getting paid for it.
I did. It was fabulous.
Wow. Happy days.
Yes, it was great.
Okay, let's bring in our next guest. She's Marion Gale from Marion Gale Boutique. Marion, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Now, so lots of people ask you, is there such a person as Marion Gale? And you are that person, isn't that right?
Born and bred, yeah.
Yeah. And your shop is in Donnybrook, Marion?
It is. Marion Gale is in D4, yeah.
And Donnybrook. You've been there for 37 years, and you're also a graduate of the Grafton Design Academy, is that
That's
right?
That's true, yeah.
Now, again, your early days, or your early vision for getting into this bridal business, as a child you used to dress Barbie dolls, is
I
that
certainly
right?
Certainly did,
that was
yeah.
the start, where it all started.
Made clothes all my life, yeah.
Okay, well tell us about the business then.
The business started in 1980, and we had a separate bridal room from the rest of the shop. Marion Gale does other things other than just bridal, but the bridal was a huge anchor, because I felt, and I still do, that if you don't have a niche or an occasion wear edge to the business, you don't survive.
Okay.
So you need to specialise in something, and I've always specialised in brides and then everything else that goes with the wedding.
Okay, so but that's really the fulcrum for...
Absolutely, the core business is bridal.
Okay,
yeah.
And then what are the sort of spin-offs of that? What's the first cousin of bridal then?
You have the flower girls, which translate into communion dresses, which is another huge part of the business. You have bridesmaids dresses, which translate into Deb's dresses, which is huge. And then you also have the mother of the groom and the mother of the bride.
Right.
And nowadays, with the recession lifting, you have these weddings are 3-day events. They tend to have, they need a dress for the night before, the bridal dress for the day, and then something for the barbecue or the event the next day.
So you put yourself forward as a kind of a one-stop shop for the whole wedding experience.
Yeah, for exclusive, and anything in our shop is in no other shop in Ireland. It's totally exclusive.
Okay, let's go to the phone now, because I want to bring in my third guest. She's down there in Newtown Mount Kennedy, I believe, in Wicklow. Anne Gregory, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby. Sorry I couldn't be there today.
Not at all. I know it's very busy, and the ladies here in the studio were telling me that I was taking up valuable sales time, because they should be out selling their wares, and I have them in here talking about bridal dresses. But
to have a rest.
Anne, tell us about your business down there in Newtown Mount Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm here now. This is my third shop. I'm here in Newtown, Mount Kennedy for 9 years, I think it is now. It's my hometown, and I just felt there was a niche, there was an opening here in Wicklow for a high-profile wedding shop, and that's where I decided to come, and it has worked very, very well for me. We honour the brides, we honour the grooms, we look after the bridesmaids and any other little needs that are required from them, even a little bit of little bit of talking sometimes. They need some help that way. But yeah, we do try to cover everything. We make and design purposely for the bride. That's our main core of our business here in the village of Newtown and Kennedy.
Would I be right in saying, Anne, that one of the real challenges is dealing with brides that are stressed out and they're maybe not sure what they want and they can be angry and indecisive? And do you have to make a call really in the first 10 seconds of meeting a potential customer what type of bride you're dealing with?
Well, every lady who comes into the store, they all start out with this idea. And yes, we do have to be mindful of this day that they're trying to coordinate, because it is a huge event that they're trying to coordinate. And they've never done anything like this before. So it becomes quite pressured. And it becomes quite pressured because of society today. Everybody wants to look like these fabulous fashion models on ramps and these icons, and unfortunately that does put a lot of pressure. So you have to be very careful how you deal with situations. I'm lucky to say that I don't really have many brides that come in and they have opinions, but you know, you have ways. You need to be delicate, you need to take into consideration they want to look, you know, top, and that's what we're there
okay
to do.
All right, Susan, can I bring you back in? We heard Anne there saying, being very diplomatically, that all brides are beautiful and none of them give her any stress. Have you marked the same experience?
I won't be quite as diplomatic as Anne, to be honest with you. We do find that they come in and people are so savvy now. They know exactly what they want and they come in. And the difficulty is that what they think they know mightn't suit them. And where we would really focus on is, as Anne said, listening to the bride, listening to what they say and allowing them to try on exactly what they wanted. They come in and they have pictures galore from everything that they've thrown down. And then, so it's trying to reprogram them to understand that this isn't necessarily their dress. And that's where the diplomacy, and that's where it all comes in.
And you're really trying to match reality with I think... Is there a lot of people that would sort of Google to death what they want? And then they're coming in with maybe 5,000 ideas, not really sure about what. And then you're there in front of them saying, well, listen, I don't think that looks great on you, or that doesn't work, or you have to say that in a particular way.
Well, absolutely do. Yeah. Well, I think most brides don't actually know what they're getting into until they're in it. And I think what happens there is they come in, some are very, very nervous, and they do come in with the pictures and they say, this is how I want to look. And I have based my entire wedding around this. Pinterest being huge, they have their candles, they have everything. And they realize when they put the dress on that it's not actually as fabulous as they thought. And that's where you really, really, and we certainly at the Courtyard, try and guide them into what does suit them, and we would literally educate them gently as to what would and why.
Okay, now we've loads of texts coming in, and we do have three bridal boutique owners here in the studio. If any of you bridezillas out there would like any intimate advice, we'll give it here if we can. I've one text in that says, hi Bobby, as a bridal boutique owner, Cinderella's Closet in Cork, I'm curious to know what your panel's thoughts are about the challenges of Brexit, as most designers work through a UK distribution and often through Sterling. And that's from Annette. Anybody got a view on that?
Yeah, you want to get out of that. Yeah. It's going to happen. It's definitely on its way. You know, there's bad enough. The English are quite mean. They charge you for the postage. They charge you for the box. They charge you for any extras. And that are all added on. Like if somebody wants a cap sleeve or the bust higher, that's extra, extra, extra. And when it's extra, extra, extra in Sterling, it really does knock your retail price. We had all of that then when the rate of exchange was bad, but you need to go to Italy. You need to go somewhere else to import.
So just explain the distribution model for us, Marion. Is it that, you know, effectively you have a wholesaler in the UK that's supplying boutiques over here?
Yeah, you have absolutely wonderful shows in Harrogate, Olympia, all sorts of wonderful shows. So it's much easier and cheaper for us as bride shop owners to go to the UK to source. But when you do that, you're sourcing in Sterling.
Okay.
You really
are. So you're going to be vulnerable to any fluctuation in currency.
Yes, but also to, with Brexit coming, and it is coming, you are going to have import duty. And if the import duty is at 25%, you're already suffering with 23% VAT. You're already suffering with the Sterling fluctuation.
Okay.
And you're going to really double the price of your dress, which is, wedding dresses are expensive items.
Speaking of expense, typically how much would somebody and I know nothing is typical here, and I know I'm sounding like a real dad here because I have four daughters, and I'm dreading the day that I have to pay for four weddings. But typically, how much do people spend on a dress? Susan, could you help me with that?
Well, they say the national average is about €1,200.
Right.
I'm sure the ladies will agree. We don't see that. We'd see a much higher than that.
So your cheapest dress is €2,000, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and what would the most expensive dress be?
Our most expensive dress at the moment is €5,000. And that's just going back to, it's an English designer that we have, Caroline Castigliano. And I accept all the Brexit things, but I would be loath to lose her. She really is the kind of the jewel in our crown.
And really as well, if your customers are there, you can't not be there. In other words, if that's what the customer wants,
well, that's exactly
they
right.
don't care
yes.
about Brexit
no,
or
they
sterling.
Don't no,
they say,
don't.
I want to buy this English dress
they
because I like this designer.
They put one of those gowns on and they know exactly that's what they want, without a doubt.
Anne, could I ask you about online and the influence of online on your business? I see you're going to launch an online sales service soon. How is that going to work?
Yeah, well, we're trying to catch up as regards to the social media and the online, because there's a high percentage of the Irish brides now who are savvy, as Susan said. I would agree with everything she said. I was trying to be a little softer. but the social media has come in very strong here in Ireland, and the young girls today, they're just all over it. I think it's like maybe around 25-35% who are buying online for the bridal look. And we all have to get on board with this. So we're trying now to launch that later this year. We're going to make our own range and we're going to sell it online. Same rules will apply as any other social media online service. But we're trying to compete with it, which it'll be trial and error. It's our first time to do it, but we're going to try it this year. Hopefully it'll go well for us.
I have another caller on the line that I'm going to take in a second, but just to talk back to studio here, Marion, online, is that sort of dancing with the devil there, whereby you end up with an online business and people come with their dress and you end up being a repairs, that you end up doing alterations and repairs rather than getting the dress sale?
Well, because I'm a small business, online wouldn't be for me. By online is that they buy something from a picture and then try to make it work. That wouldn't be a thing I'd be interested in. I would have a very strong online presence with Facebook, Instagram, and all the Pinterest, as Susan said.
But that's about driving people into your store.
Yeah, but as for selling online, I would never do it.
Okay.
Not for me.
Have you a view on that, Susan Craddock?
I do. I think the Irish bride in particular always wants to be able to feel the fabric. They need to come in. And it's such an emotional experience when you're buying a wedding dress that I think it makes it very cold online. I do think in a way it's some of it will head online. I think the ancillaries will head online, as in veils, belts, that kind of thing. I think quite strongly that the bride will always want to feel the dress as opposed to being able to pick it online.
I remember talking to the CEO of the London Fashion School one time, a number of years ago, and he said I was the guy who said that no one would ever buy fashion online. Mm. And he actually stood up and said that, and he was very humble that he was the one who quoted. Let me bring in another caller now, because we're getting a huge reaction here from our bridal shop panel. I have a late addition to the panel, Patricia Corrigan there from Panady Bridal Couture and Consultancy in Carrick and Shannon. Is that right?
Yes, Bobby, it's Padani down here in Carrick and Shannon, and I'm just about to go into another appointment with a lovely bride, but I just said I'd have to come on.
Absolutely. Well,
thank you
for coming on, Patricia. Now, Carrick and Shannon, we've a lot of hen parties and stuff going on down there, as they do in my native Kilkenny.
Absolutely. We love them. They come from everywhere.
And would you get hens there on the night out coming to have a look at a bridal dress as they were there? No?
No, no, no. When they're on the hen night, there's one planned for the day, and that's down, have fun, and head back with sore heads. So generally, they just go by and they wave in the window and they keep going on up the street. I try to keep it that way, because when you're in choosing your dress at your mum or that, you want it to be a nice experience. And sometimes when there's 15 women screaming, that can be a bit crazy.
Okay. Tell us, how's business for you, Patricia? Is it good?
It's lovely. I'm really enjoying it. I just have a wee bride here with me today who's after travelling 2 hours down the road to come and see us. So it's very busy down here at the moment. And we get a lot of people from all over the country. I think in Ireland, I had a girl over from Malta with a design label last week, and she couldn't get over how far girls will travel to try on the dress and go for that experience and the day out with her mum and her bridesmaids and just really enjoy her time. It's a really special time.
Yeah, and how do you manage the consultations? Like, if there's only one one of you and one shop, and everybody wants to come on a Saturday. And I presume a consultation will take up to an hour, will it not?
Mine is an hour to an hour and a half, generally, with the bride, depending. An hour and 15 minutes usually is enough, but we extend it to an hour and a half if required. And I only work with one bride at a time. I've been a wedding coordinator for 15 years,
right,
and I'd never be able to have two meetings with a bride at the same time. So I only have one bride in the shop at the same time. I think it's really important for the bride.
Well, listen, thanks very much for saying hello to us, and we wish you every success,
Bobby,
with your business down there in Carrick and Shannon.
Oh,
and
keep
selling to them brides. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So back to studio there, Susan. We heard Patricia there talking about the consultation. Can you maybe just tell me more about that? How you manage that? How you, you know, again, she said an hour to an hour and a half. It seems like a lot of time.
It is a lot of time. It's a lot of time. And like Patricia, we would be very, very exclusive as well. We take one bride in at a time. She gets the entire shop to herself, and she is given the hour to the hour and a half. The initial consultation is usually finding the dress for them or finding the style that they love. And then, as I said earlier, just in case that they came in with one idea, it's kind of reprogramming them to think to show them why this dress is better than the one that they wanted. So it is. And it's a very, you have the mum there, you usually have the bridesmaids there. It can be quite the scene.
I'm glad I've got a panel of experts here with me in studio, because there's a text in that I don't understand, but I'm sure somebody in the studio will. Are younger girls moving away from the meringue style?
No.
Well, firstly, will you tell me what the meringue style is, and then tell me why they're not moving away from it?
Pink Jordan.
Oh, is that right?
Big puff, loads of puff.
Nobody
okay. wants that much puff anymore.
I think I'm understanding it now.
Yeah, pared down is good.
What do you say to a dad of four girls who's absolutely dreading the cost of the wedding dress?
Start saving.
We have dresses from $399. You'd be okay.
There's plenty there for you, Bobby. Don't worry.
And it's just to go back to you as well for a second, Anne. Marion talked earlier there about the sort of extended family, the barbecue after the wedding, the related sales for the bridal party. Have you stretched your business to outside of pure bridal wear?
No, well, we did for a while, but I felt I overstretched myself.
Right.
We do concentrate on the bride. That's our main core. But we extended it to the bride, the groom, and obviously guests of the wedding on the gentleman's side, because they find it hard. Man's fashion, which I'm sure you know, has heightened a lot. So
well, actually, Susan commented on my shirt there, the fashion experts, which I was very pleased to see that I made an effort to tart myself up here.
No,
but I knew I was having
good.
Some fashion gurus coming into the studio this morning.
No, you always look very well, I have to say. So we extended it to that now, and it has come along really, really well for us, and because I did tailoring as well for years. I can really give an eye to a gentleman, as much to the bride, that they get as much attention as I would give to a bride. Again, we would do a one-to-one appointment, the same with the bridesmaids.
Okay.
But realistically, to go further than that, I wouldn't. I chose to go into the men's area, whereas Marion, her shop is renowned for all the beautiful garments she has for the ladies that are going to the wedding, the guests and the mother of the brides. Whereas I didn't, I chose to go to the gentleman's side, and it works for me.
It's very nice to see as well how the bridal boutique owners are an honourable bunch, that they all praise each other and they say that the other people, talking about the competitors so eloquently, is very impressive. Listen, it's been a pleasure to talk to all three of you, and indeed Patricia from Carrick and Shannon on the phone. A big thanks to my guests, Susan Craddock from the courtyard Privé, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, and Gregory down there in Newtown Mount Kennedy, and Marion Gale from Marion Gale Boutique in Donnybrook. Thank you for that. One final text that says, Bobby, relaxed. Will you relax? I'm getting married this year and we're paying for it ourselves, like most couples nowadays. Thank you for that, ladies.
Both now facing for the first time, presently and past, something that begins with them and ends in a lass. More than that, complete disaster, even from the start. What could it be? It's matrimony.